Melissa Boswell Townsend, the hostess with the mostest, announcing our 2021 Mississippi Songwriter Winner of the Year, talking about Brandon Green. It is Mississippi Superstar Country Kicks 96, your buddy BMO in the morning, and joining me on the line, the Three Musketeers. I'm talking about the official music ambassador for Muscle Shoals, Mr. Johnny Ballou, our 2021 Mississippi Songwriter Winner of the Year, Brandon Green, and the man behind the magic. I'm talking about Wishbone Studios' own Mr. Billy Lawson. We got Johnny Ballou on the line. Good morning, JB. What up?
Hey, BMO.
Hey, bud. What's going on, man?
We got through spending some of Johnny Boswell's money today. getting into the studio part and everything.
I'll tell you what. You could not ask for a better environment. Just the nostalgia alone. It's like Johnny said.
Muscle Shoals, where you can still get next to the music.
There you go. So, I mean, you're getting as close as it gets. So let's talk a little bit about what we're doing and what we're going to be getting into over the next couple of days.
We're going to be going to a couple of the iconic studios here in Muscle Shoals. We haven't been there yet. We're going to go to a Fame recording studio where Aretha Franklin came to town, and where Mac Davis cut Baby Don't Get Hooked on Me, and so many great songs were cut there. Then we'll go Mustang Sally. Then we'll go over to 3614 Jackson Highway at Muscle Shoals Sound, where the Stones came, and they landed right across the street from Wishbone, where we're sitting now. Staple Singers cut I'll Take You There, and Bob Seger cut Main Street and Old Time Rock and Roll and Paul Simon, Kodachrome. It just goes on and on and on. But the important part we're going to be doing is being here at Wishbone with Billy Lawson. Brandon's going to be tracking vocals tomorrow here at Wishbone. We're looking at Billy just told the story that he bought the microphone that Hank Williams Jr. cut Family Tradition on, and it only took him 35 years to buy the building that it was cut in.
Oh, my goodness. So, Billy, let's talk a little bit about Wishbone. Let's talk about some of the historic figures that you've had in there, some of the great sounds that you've made. But let's talk about moving forward, because at Wishbone, it's about who's next, what's next. You got the opportunity to work with Brandon. You guys were all very integral as far as narrowing those 42 selections that we got down to our final 15. What have you got going on? What do you expect to do with this next single? And how is this for you being in that building as far as just the energy alone?
Well, I started out here in this building in 86. They're an on-the-job training program, believe it or not. I've got songs older than Brandon's mama. But Frank DeLeo, Michael Jackson's manager, bought the publishing company here and signed me as a writer. And I got to work in Nashville. Had about a 30-year career. Then I've come full circle.
Isn't that the way things go? Hang on the line with me. I'll tell you what we're going to do. Coming up in just a little bit, we'll play some of the songs that made Billy Lawson famous and got him in that studio. All that, and we'll talk to Brandon Green as well, right here on Mississippi Superstar Country Kicks 96, making the magic happen in Muscle Shoals.